Now, in these cash-strapped credit crunch days, you would think that everyone would welcome the chance to save some money when doing the weekly shop. But a survey carried out recently suggested a third of us are too embarrassed to use vouchers, even if they bring the bills down. The Now Show's Steve Punt examines the pros and cons of using one of the marketing executive's favourite tools.
There are two big problems with consumers. One is getting us to try anything new. The other is getting us to try anything at all. We're creatures of habit, us consumers, and despite all the endless talk about how we want choice, most of us end up choosing things that are familiar. It's famously difficult to get anyone to change their newspaper or, yes, their bank. But be honest, it's quite tricky to get them to try a different main course in a curry house or a different type of sandwich filling for lunch. Getting us out of our comfort zone of familiar tastes and brands is very tough. And marketing people have known for decades that the only way to overcome our fear of the unfamiliar is to use a subtle psychological technique. It's called a money-off voucher. It may not sound psychological to you, but you'd be surprised. They research these things very thoroughly, and they know, for example, that they need to offer at least 11% off for any real effect. Not 10%, or 12.5%, 11%. I don't know about you, but I'm quite impressed that our maths is up to it. Clearly those GCSE results are more believable than the papers would have us think. They also know, however, that many people, a whole third of adults, won't use vouchers, because it makes us look like we can't afford things. A third of us think that using vouchers in a supermarket is more embarrassing than having their credit card turned down. The exception here is restaurants, because clearly the more expensive something is, the more a discount is worth. 20% off a tin of beans is nothing. 20% off a box of washing powder will pay for the tin of beans. But 20% off a meal for two in a restaurant will pay for a taxi home with your washing powder and beans that you had to pay full price for because you were too embarrassed to present the vouchers. There is another downside apart from the stigma. Two things can happen when you're queuing at the till in the supermarket which do tend to drive people mad. One is when the person in front stands there and watches the entire contents of their trolley being scanned through the till and is then told the total cost, and only then do they start searching for their purse. Like it hasn't occurred to them that they're going to need to pay. It might be an idea to find the money or get the card out and actually have it ready. But there is something even worse than this. There is a second type of person who waits till the last second to find their money, but then, when they do find their money, it isn't money. It's a sheaf of dog-eared vouchers.
Segment 1. Now, in these cash-strapped credit crunch days, you would think that everyone would welcome the chance to save some money when doing the weekly shop. But a survey carried out recently suggested a third of us are too embarrassed to use vouchers, even if they bring the bills down. The Now Show's Steve Punt examines the pros and cons of using one of the marketing executive's favourite tools.
There are two big problems with consumers. One is getting us to try anything new. The other is getting us to try anything at all. We're creatures of habit, us consumers, and despite all the endless talk about how we want choice, most of us end up choosing things that are familiar. It's famously difficult to get anyone to change their newspaper or, yes, their bank.
Segment 2.
But be honest, it's quite tricky to get them to try a different main course in a curry house or a different type of sandwich filling for lunch. Getting us out of our comfort zone of familiar tastes and brands is very tough. And marketing people have known for decades that the only way to overcome our fear of the unfamiliar is to use a subtle psychological technique. It's called a money-off voucher. It may not sound psychological to you, but you'd be surprised. They research these things very thoroughly, and they know, for example, that they need to offer at least 11% off for any real effect.
Segment 3.
Not 10%, or 12.5%, 11%. I don't know about you, but I'm quite impressed that our maths is up to it. Clearly those GCSE results are more believable than the papers would have us think. They also know, however, that many people, a whole third of adults, won't use vouchers, because it makes us look like we can't afford things. A third of us think that using vouchers in a supermarket is more embarrassing than having their credit card turned down. The exception here is restaurants, because clearly the more expensive something is, the more a discount is worth. 20% off a tin of beans is nothing. 20% off a box of washing powder will pay for the tin of beans.
Segment 4.
But 20% off a meal for two in a restaurant will pay for a taxi home with your washing powder and beans that you had to pay full price for because you were too embarrassed to present the vouchers. There is another downside apart from the stigma. Two things can happen when you're queuing at the till in the supermarket which do tend to drive people mad. One is when the person in front stands there and watches the entire contents of their trolley being scanned through the till and is then told the total cost, and only then do they start searching for their purse. Like it hasn't occurred to them that they're going to need to pay. It might be an idea to find the money or get the card out and actually have it ready. But there is something even worse than this. There is a second type of person who waits till the last second to find their money, but then, when they do find their money, it isn't money. It's a sheaf of dog-eared vouchers.